have a great quote from one of the leaders who says, you don't want to be a pioneer, Max, because pioneers take arrows in the chest. And you want to be the second man through, third man through. And yeah. I always kind of stuck with me because, you know, while, yeah, you can take an arrow in the chest, and if you're Mark Zuckerberg, you're like, yeah, I'll gladly take an arrow in the chest. Like, you're fine. But, like, there is something if you, like, kind of to be able to reset. And, you know, that always makes sense to me when an entrepreneur would sell and then start over.
In other news, Netflix came out with, like, a new subscription that they're launching. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it looks like they're offering a ad-supported tier for like it's $7, $6.99. Yeah.
And what does that mean? Can you explain?
Yeah, it means that you're going to have to watch ads on your membership.
So basically you pay like half the price, but you have to watch ads is what it's saying.
Yeah.
And do you think it's going to do well for them?
I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. I guess I would have dripped out more content, I guess. There were other things I would have done. I don't know. I guess, you know, that model is relatively new. Like Peacock and other new entrants do that. I don't know if Disney does that, but Disney has a really large catalog. But yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's tough to me because like who's not buying a $15 a month Netflix subscription because it's too expensive? Where they're going to say, you know what, $7 is my, like how many millions of people is that, right? So then you have to think about, there's be a lot of people, and then if they just upgraded, and then what's their ad revenue look like, the in-stream stuff. So I mean, I think it inevitably everything ends up there, I think, in an ad-supported model. So I think as a whole, it makes sense. But like, will it move the needle for them? I mean, I don't know. Like that would they have like almost like 200 million subscribers. I don't know how many subscribers they have, but I don't know, 100 million. I'd be good to see how many they have. But yeah, is their business? Are they losing subscribers? Like, are they losing what their subscribers could be because they don't have a lower price point? $15 to me seems really low.
220 million.
Yeah, I was close. That's interesting. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. So.
Well, I think they saw a dip when they raised their price. I think they saw a dip in subscriber loss. So maybe this is their way of trying to like offer a carrot while also keeping like revenue at a certain point.
Well, they saw a dip. They didn't raise. They raised, but then they saw a dip because of COVID. The post-COVID is where they saw it.
Oh, you couldn't share on multiple devices.
Have security. Yeah, you have to add licenses. So like there's, you know, they're trying to crack down.
I mean, as they should, like, that's not fair, you know, like pay for your own subscription.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I for the life of me, I don't know why Netflix has so many employees. Like, I guess I would look at the payroll, like part of the payroll thing. It's like, you look at what Netflix does, how many employees they have. All they do is stream video.
Yeah.
Why do they have that many employees? Like, that's always been done for me where I'm like, dude, how are there this? I don't know what your payroll is, but like, what are you doing? You're making movies. You're streaming them online. Like, and yeah, you're working on the algorithm, right? Which I think is really important. So like,
right.
What is everybody else doing? And I know it's like not that, you're doing multiple countries and there is a lot that goes into it. But like, it's a core part of your business where like everyone else who competes in your area is doing exactly what you're doing and a bunch of other things like Disney, operating fucking parks, like Amazon, like having the world's largest distribution of like, you know, like they're doing all these other things and the only thing that you do. So that was for me, it was like, why aren't you really, really good at what you do? Because I don't watch it. I mean, I used to really enjoy Netflix, and now I'm like, oh, I like HBO Max, watch Disney, YouTube. To me, like, YouTube's business model is just, I mean,
The only thing I watch is YouTube, and not all the time, but like sometimes I will watch YouTube, but I don't watch anything else.
I feel the same way. When I was working with Under Armour, I remember when I first discovered Lululemon, and I was like, these guys are not even in the same league. Like, they're not even in the same stratosphere.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a crazy opinion at the time, but like look at where they're at now. Like Lulu's, you know, we're now 18, 20 billion Under Armour's with, you know, 3 or 4. Really tough run the last couple of years. And it's just not the transparency, but it's the distance between the customer, right? Lulu can use nicer fabrics, charge more money, create more value, controls the entire like supply chain, brick and mortar, everything else. Under Armour can't. So it's kind of like that same, you know, idea. Like, you know, it's everyone has a broader like suite of services. So if you're just doing streaming video on demand, like, and you move first, great. But it's what have you done for me lately? And like, what are you going to do next? And so if you look at the future of these companies, I look at what YouTube does and I'm like, you're going to dominate Netflix, HBO Max. Like, it's just going to, it's an entirely different kind of game because they're able to crowdsource their content from billions of people in addition to making their own content. Like, if you're at Netflix, you're like, hey, I mean, they're slashing their original content budgets. They're saying, hey, we're going to be doing less and less content. So you need to have that mechanism of just like TikTok. I mean, to be honest, just like TikTok and Instagram, right? I don't know how many new creators or content's being posted, but it seems like the amount of stuff you're seeing on TikTok, the amount of creators creating on TikTok is far greater than what's going on Instagram. Because on Instagram, you have to rule out like
Instagram is becoming Facebook.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, Facebook's like an absolute dinosaur now. Like, and they, you know, they're taking a huge revenue hit. They're down from 700 billion to
$300 billion. Instagram next, watch.
Yeah, for sure. It's like they're not innovating. And
they're
not. You know, you look at everything that TikTok has done. It's just nice to start fresh. We talked about this before the podcast. It's so nice to just be able to have a great quote from one of the leaders who says, you don't want to be a pioneer, Max, because pioneers take arrows in the chest. And you want to be the second man through, third man through. And I always kind of stuck with me because, you know, while, yeah, you take an arrow in the chest, and if you're Mark Zuckerberg, you're like, yeah, I'll gladly take an arrow in the chest. Like, you're fine. But, like, there is something if you, like, to be able to reset. And, you know, that always makes sense when an entrepreneur would sell and then start over. Because at a certain point, it gets too big and it's just, like, the same shit. And you just want to do, like, the most obvious stuff, but you can't because you're just mired down in, like, bureaucracy or the stock price or whatever it is. And, Peloton's the same way. Dude, like Peloton, what are they, like a rowing machine? Like that's what, like you're just going to keep firing more and more people. Like at the end of the day, it's not
innovative. A rowing
machine?
They came out of the rowing machine?
Yeah, they came out of the, it's like months ago.
I don't know why I don't understand, like that's not it. Like more cardio machines people can have in their house.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Yeah.
It's never going to be it.
Yeah. It's just, it's a losing proposition. I mean, Zuckerberg came out this week and he was like, hey, we're going to lose money on hardware. Like, yeah, hardware is a losing proposition.
Yeah.
The flip side of that is if you control the hardware market, you control everything else, essentially. I mean, phones, I think, are a little bit stickier than rowing machines and spin bikes that are mostly just going to be used
well,
as
well, phones
like
are like a necessity.
Yeah, correct. It's a necessity.
Bikes are, and spin bikes are not.
But yeah, I mean, it's just not an innovative thing. It's like not to say there's not enough, there's not a room for the space, and the space is good and will continue to evolve for sure. But
yeah. Speaking of innovation, what about our own companies? Let's talk about our new subs.
Well, a lot of stuff coming out in October. A lot of stuff.
Talk about it.
Well, we got, I mean, we're segmenting by coaching, right? I mean, this
what
is
what app?
Like
Birth Recovery Center.
Birth Recovery Center. You know, so we're rolling out tiered subscriptions for the first time. I mean, just think of the trajectory of where we've been in the last 4 years, right? So come in, selling PDFs on Shopify, giving away free Facebook groups, you know, free coaching for Facebook groups, right? And then we're going in, doing longer programs with videos into courses, into multiple courses, multiple specialties, into a subscription model, you know, and now we're, you know, we've got live streaming, live webinars, on-demand coaching, asynchronous coaching, and live one-on-ones. And
live classes is what he means by live seminars.
Yeah, webinars. But
no,
yeah.
They're classes. They're live classes that you can come to and take with us live.
I'm not trying to sell.
He's not in the fitness industry, clearly.
I'm in the technology industry. I mean, that's going to be super exciting.
Our goal is to be able to lower the barrier of entry to get people in the door and be able to give them like a good, better, best option and at those appropriate rates so that when people come to me and they're like, I know the best option is $50 a month to be able to have like access to these coaches and get customizations to my program. But like realistically, for whatever reason, I cannot swing that. We want to be able to offer them something that they can swing that is still going to give them a good option to be able to get information, to be able to get expert education and programs and workouts and follow along protocols that are going to yield results for them to get them closer to their goals. And that's really our like mission behind it is to be able to reach more moms, make it more affordable, make it more accessible for you. So should we say our pricing? Is that okay?
Sure. Okay. I mean, it'll probably be out before the episode comes out, but
yeah, I mean, I don't know. So, yeah. All right. You want to give a little recap?
Oh, it's going to be $20 for the live coaching. And it's going to be 30 for the async.
Okay. I'll do it. They don't know what that means.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, all right.
Async? They don't know what that means.
Okay. Yeah.
So basically, you'll be able to pay.
Trying to give a sales pitch. I mean, I don't face any consumer.
It's not a sales pitch. I just like break it down so they understand what their options are.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, you'll be able to come in for $20 a month and get access to my app rehab, get access to information for all of the areas of the app, parenting, mental health, sleep training for 0 to 3 months and 4 to 4 years old, and lactation from IBCLCs, and learn the content, follow along with the content, follow along with the on-demand program of Ab Rehab or Ab Rehab Plus or my Slim Down program. And it's kind of will be self-guided, so to speak. But if you want to work with a coach and get video messages from a coach and some customizations from a coach, then you will like level up your subscription to the $30 a month membership, where you'll be able to get messages from coaches that can give you more specific guidance for like what you need in the course that you're taking, whatever that would be inside a birth recovery center, which there's lots of apps and it's all included at that price. So if you're only using Ab Rehab and Slim Down, then that's cool. If you're going to use every single section, if you're going to use parenting, mental health, IBCLCs, sleep training, and Ab Rehab, then you can do that as well. So it's kind of like all there for you if you need it. And you can leave what you don't need. And then we also are going to offer for the very first time your ability to purchase a live one-on-one private consultation with any expert of your choice or that you need. So if you want to work with our mental health expert one-on-one to have a private session with her for 20 minutes to talk about, you know, some, you know, intrusive thinking that you're having or some depression or like anxiety that's exacerbating, you'll get a private session with her virtually where you can talk through everything, just like a real therapy session. And you can purchase those as you go as needed. So that's kind of what's coming up. And we're super excited about being able to offer different levels of access and different prices to be able to accommodate best, not only, you know, affordability for everyone, but also like catering to exactly what you're looking for in the app. Like if you want to come in, you're like, hey, I just want to be left alone. I just want to do my own thing. I want to navigate the app rehab on my own, or I want to do app rehab plus and just follow along with the workouts every month. Then I'll pay $20 a month to have access to that and I'll cancel when I'm done using it or whatever. Then that's cool. But if you want, you know, more hands-on help, then you can upgrade a little bit more for $30. Or if you want to go to the next tier, you can purchase those one-on-one sessions with our experts too. So we're super excited for it. It rolls out next week. So by the time this airs, it will be probably live. Did I miss anything or mess anything up?
No, lab testing coming shortly thereafter.
Oh, we also have supplementation, by the way. Yeah. So we have my own supplement store. So we have a functional medicine doctor and a doctor of pharmacy that's on our team. His name is Derek. He's great. And I work with him to be able to create a supplement store and supplement suggestions based off of the needs that my clients have, whether it's thyroid issues, prenatal, a hair loss, which is like such a big one. And we suggest the best brands. And we also offer you guys a big discount because supplements can add up and be like pretty expensive. So if you're a member of the app or you even come in for a free trial, you can get access with our like pretty fat discount. We're giving 20% yep. off of everything.
Yeah. For members, only members.
Yeah. For members of the app. So you can come in and you can see what supplements I use, like what I use for my ADHD and what I use for my prenatal, what I use for my omega-3s and everything else. I mean, I take a bunch of supplements like for optimal health. Bree does my supplements every week and she's like, what, this bitch is crazy. Dumping like 30 pills in. Not that you have to do what I do, but like I have a very customized, rigid approach. But we're also going to roll out lab testing, which I'm so stoked about because one thing, especially that I get from clients all the time is I have Hashimoto's. So I do have a thyroid autoimmune disease. It's managed without prescription medicine, just by lifestyle interventions and supplementation, diet, all of that. So I get the question all the time from people, oh, my doctor pulled my TSH, but like I still feel like my thyroid is not right. And it very well could be because you can't just pull TSH for your thyroid and see if your thyroid's okay or not. That doesn't tell you the whole story. There's a lot of pieces to the thyroid puzzle and we need to pull a full panel for the thyroid to be able to actually assess and really see where you're at. We need to pull TPO antibodies. We need to pull total T3, total T4. We need to pull TSH. And we're going to be able to do that inside of the Breck app. You can order your lab kit that comes right to your home. You can take the test right at home, send it into the labs, and then get your results for a full, thorough thyroid panel. And you'll be able to kind of see where you stand. And if you do need some lifestyle interventions or even more interventions, depending on your situation. And that's really my goal, because thyroid disease is so common postnatally. It can be triggered by many, many things, even just like high stress postnatally. So I want to be able to give you guys access to that as well. And you'll be able to purchase those at a discounted rate inside of the Breck app and do it right from home, which is super exciting. And it's not just going to be thyroid. Can you run through the other ones that it's going
to
be?
I was about to say that. That was actually just that you just referenced the partial, the thyroid test, which is the partial hormone test. We have a full hormone test. We'll have the metabolic test. And then we'll have the nutrient test as well.
Nutrient deficiencies.
Well, yeah, just a nutrient test. But yeah, we'll be able to assess your deficiency if you're over or under on these. I mean, it's the full package. I mean, that, to me, it's like kind of cathartic because, like, you know, when we launched, it's like, this is, you know, I remember we had the idea of like the sugar watch in grad school, and it's kind of like that, right? It's like the blood is such a great, you know, and the whole thesis then was, you know, we're not measuring things that are important. We're getting on the scale and we're, you know, counting calories, which is important, but it's like, you know, there's more to the puzzle than what the traditional approach is. And like, you know, to be a pioneer in that space is super exciting, and to make it affordable and be able to do it transparently, consumer, you know, B2C, is, you know, this industry is very ripe for disruption because a lot of people who own these companies did not have the best interest for their patients and clients. And,
yeah. I mean, the Western medicine, the medical system is just not set up to be, like best for you. It's set up as a business and a machine, and it's set up to slap Band-Aids on and pharmaceuticals on symptoms, when really functional medicine is looking at the root cause of what's going on. And postnatally, anyone who's ever had a baby, 100% checking your nutrients should be at the top of your list, because there will be deficiencies. And for something like hair loss, which I get messages about all the time, it's related to deficiencies. So we need to figure out, what are you deficient in? Probably omega-3. But aside from that, we need to be able to layer on other things to be able to get your nutrients back at a level that can support you enough to be able to function properly, including hair growth. You know, when you're pregnant, baby takes all. Your body will give baby everything it needs to survive, develop properly, and thrive. And it will take from you. It doesn't care if it's going to leave you depleted, because baby is number one priority. So then when you're breastfeeding, you get even more depleted. And most women actually go into pregnancy already depleted. So now you're just at the bottom of the barrel. Your body literally cannot function optimally because it does not have the minerals, the nutrients, the vitamins to be able to function properly. So the first thing you can do is awareness. You need to know where you stand.
Yep.
Where are your nutrients right now? Where is your thyroid right now? Where is your starting point? It's like starting a diet and being like, okay, I want to lose pounds off the scale. Well, what's your first step on day one? You got to see how much you're starting at. Where's your starting weight? You know? And then you can assess, am I losing pounds off the scale or not? You know? And I know with body composition, that's making it very, very simple and a complicated whatever, but you see what I'm saying? The same thing goes for functional medicine. I mean, you don't want to wait until your fasting blood sugar is 105, and then they're like, oh, you're pre-diabetic. No, we want to know what your fasting blood sugar is now. You know, and if it's 65, you know that there's a problem. And if it's 93 in the morning, you know that there's a problem. We want to see 80 to 85 every morning. That's what we want to see. And if it starts going a little bit higher or a little bit lower, that is your body giving you information. Let's intervene now. Let's give you tools now. Let's shift your lifestyle, your diet, your supplementation now, so that you don't in 5, 10, 15 years have diabetes. Listen, diabetes is a disease that develops, type 2 diabetes is a disease that develops very slowly over time. Mm-hmm. I don't think people understand that. I think, you know, people get to the point where they already have diabetes or they're pre-diabetic, where it's time to go on medicine. And that's when their doctor says, oh, you got diabetes. Let's do something about it. We could have done something about it 10 years ago when the writing was on the wall. If you would have known where your fasting blood sugar was, and you would have seen it creeping up or creeping down. And that's writing on the wall that you're pre-diabetic or your blood sugar is having trouble regulating itself properly. Let's give you some tools and lifestyle interventions to be able to regulate it properly so you can avoid the diabetes that's flagging that might happen in 15 years or 10 years or 5 years. So that's my goal, is to bring you guys the knowledge, experts, access, and awareness of what's going on with your body right now to help optimize you to be able to have a healthier, reach your own personal, physical, mental, spiritual goals, and also to reach optimal health, because that's what I want for myself. That's what I want for my family. And of course, that's what I want for my clients. So we're so stoked. I mean, I know you guys probably can tell when I talk about functional medicine, I get super excited because I'm very passionate about it. I mean, passionate about everything that we do, but this is like something that I just love and I've been doing for the last 8 years, and I can't wait to share it with you in a way that you can afford, because the number one thing I hear is that people can't afford functional medicine doctors because it's $700 to get the first session, or it's $1,000 to get the first session. And to me, that's unacceptable. You know, I want you guys to be able to have the tools. So we are rolling out the tools at affordable prices, and I'm so stoked. When can we expect the lab testing to launch?
So we're going to be soft internal testing end of this month, 2 weeks, and then
so the end of October
before Black Friday, or you know, by November for sure.
In just November,
build out a lot of, finish the technology and test it and make sure it's good to go. But it's a long game. Maybe take the long game approach and everything we do. And yeah, part of it is affordability, which is, you know, we're solving for. And the other part is just access to the information. Like, it's like, there's a lot, like the number one complaint we have of people who've seen functional medicine doctors is confusing.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's something that I just find is really overwhelming. About my job is my job is to help take experts and break down their knowledge set and fit it inside of technology to where people can understand it. The average person understands it better, can get further. And the person always knows too much. Like they know too much. There's a point of diminishing return where it's hard to synthesize things that you know so well and so deeply to like very building block. It's like coaching. Like, I know how to run a college offense, right? I also have to teach 7-year-olds how to run an offense. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's this beautiful thing of where, you know, just everything we do in society, right? The secret is there are no secrets. And we start unveiling these things by, you know, peeling back the layer of the onion and saying like, okay, and having those feedback loops, right? Here's your information. Here's what we're suggesting. Where are you getting lost, right? What's confusing about this? Because we always go back, and there are always inevitably ways to make things, you know, get back to first principles. Like, what's the number one thing you and I can both agree on, and then we'll build from that point.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started. And I think the most scary thing is there's no other option. Meaning that, like, what's not going to happen is like some Pfizer is going to come up with a pill that's like cures type 2 diabetes. Like, you know, like that doesn't have like some horrendous side effects. Like, you know, so it's like the thing is, this has to go this way. And like, that's the funny thing I see, like, about you or like people that know a lot about nutrition, and they just see the internet, and it's like this all like tricking yourself into this, like fasting, calories, this trick, apple cider vinegar. It's like, it's just like, it's not that hard. Like at a certain point, it's like, it's not that hard. We make things way more complicated than it needs to be. So, and I think from a data set standpoint,
The other side of it is like, we think it's way easier than it is. I mean, we think, oh, if I just take apple cider vinegar every morning on an empty stomach, it's just going to fix my leaky gut. It's like, no, that's not how this works, you know? So yeah. I think it's a combination. It's like, you know, we need to make things bite size and one step at a time. Okay, let's look at your thyroid. What can we do? Okay, your thyroid's telling us that you have Hashimoto's. What should we do? Let's do an elimination diet. Go over to the Slim Down. Let's do it for 4 weeks. Let's take it out. Let's retest, see where you are. Yeah. And let's reassess. What else can we add in? Okay, numbers are looking better, but we still need to do some work. This supplementation routine is for Hashimoto's. It will help support your immune system. It will help support your thyroid. And let's add this in. 6 weeks later, let's retest. Where do you stand now? Now you're getting very close to healthy ranges. We just need to keep doing what we're doing for a little bit longer. You know, let's try managing stress a little bit more, adding in some meditation. And that's how you do it. That's how you do it. You know, it's not, I don't think an overhaul overnight works for most people. And we want it to be sustainable. And we want it to be long-term. And that's why we're trying to break it down into a little bit more bite-sized pieces. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of experience doing that with ab rehab is a great example. It's the body is extremely complex and intertwined and interconnected. And we need to be able to look at a lot of things to be able to heal a woman post-pregnancy based off what she's dealing with. But in the ab rehab, we break it down. First things first, let's just look at your posture. Let's just start with alignment. You know what I mean? Let's get you some education on where you're standing, what you're doing, and how you're functioning. Okay. Next thing, let's look at your breath. How are you breathing? What's your diaphragm doing? You know, what are your upper abs doing when you breathe? Are they overactive? Okay. Let's add in some stuff to address that. Okay. Now let's work on activation. Can you activate your deep core? Can you reach your pelvic floor? And we build. That's what the ab rehab is. It's structured from phase one to phase four to build on each other step by step. That's what I do in all the programs. Slim Down is the same way. You know, it's like day one, I'm not going to tell you everything about why you're doing what you're doing. I just eat this. 3 days later, how are you feeling? Oh, you're getting better. Let me tell you, start telling you why, you know, and then we're going to drop these knowledge bombs all throughout the 4 weeks of the Slim Down to be able to educate you on not just why you're doing what you're doing, but why you want to keep doing what you're doing, because that's going to optimize your health and get you closer to your goals in the mirror and in the doctor's office, you know? So, I'm super stoked about it. I love it. I'm so happy. Thank you for bringing your brilliance to bring my dreams to reality. I really appreciate it.
It's an opportunity.
Make a good team. It is.
Pleasure's mine.
Thank you.